Steve Klein, customer care. My name is Brittany. May I please have the zip code on the account that you're calling in about?
28412.
Thank you. I'm sorry, sir. Could you re-provide that zip code one more time, please?
28412.
And the first and last name?
Mark Francolini, Francolini.
Thank you. Can you verify your shipping address?
4301 Winford Road, Winforde Road.
Thank you. So I've located the account here for keto essence supplements and the cleanse. How may I help you today?
I want to know why I have 4 charges on my account in the last 2 months for $91.89 and $92.90. I did not enroll in an ongoing thing here. I did a free trial and that was it. And now I'm getting charged $200 a month. I don't think so. I want those removed from my account because I am not going to pay them.
All right, yes, sir. Can you hold, please?
I will for a short period. I've
all
already
right,
been
you.
On hold for.
Yes, there'll be 1 moment, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. All right, sir. So thank you for holding. So it looks like you've been doing this since December the 26th. So after the 14 days, they will charge you the full price of each one of those products. Then therefore, going forward, they will charge you the $91.89 and then $92.90 for each one of those products and send you new products.
I want that stopped immediately. Because I did not sign up for this, I'm telling you.
Yes, sir. Did you authorize the shipping and handling of $14.15?
No.
Is there anyone in your household who could have authorized the $14.15 for shipping and handling?
No.
Okay. All right. So what I can do for you is send you over to the fraud department so they can look into it. I do want to let you know they do take it credit card fraud very seriously. And they will prosecute anyone who used your information without your permission. So before I transfer,
that's
I just
fine.
Want to make sure that you did not authorize the $14.11.
I don't even know what that was. I couldn't tell you what that was even about. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I know there was a thing for a free trial to try these pills to see if you lose weight, and it was a free thing. I got one thing of it, and that was it. That was it.
All right, yes, sir. So,
intended.
Yes, sir. So, since you've already agreed to our fraud policy, I will still need to transfer you to the fraud department. Okay.
But I want this to stop showing up on my account.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm canceling the account now, and then I won't be able to transfer you. Okay.
Okay.
All right, and I can provide you that cancellation number whenever you're ready.
Hang on 1 second. Okay, what is it?
It's 82346E005.
Okay. I got it.
All right.
Okay.
All right, so
but yeah, I want I, I want these charges removed from my account.
All right, yes, sir. Can I place you on a brief hold for one moment while I transfer you to the fraud department?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you for holding.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sir. So I do apologize about that. I did speak with my manager. She did advise me that since you did state before I transferred to fraud that you did the free shipping, it's not considered fraud. However, those charges are valid, which means I would not be able to provide you a refund.
I'm not paying them.
Yes, sir. The account has been canceled, so you won't receive any more charges.
I'm not paying the ones that are there. I'll dispute it with the credit card company then, and they'll get their money back. I'm not.
Yes, sir. So what I can do for you as a courtesy is provide you a 35% refund on each one of those charges.
I want them taken off because I did not sign up for this. Now, if there's fraud, then it's the way that must have been written, because I know I would have never done this. Never.
Yes, sir.
So,
can you please hold?
Yes.
All right, thank you. All right, sir. So thank you for holding. While I'm sitting here looking at the account, what I can do for you as a courtesy is provide a 50% refund, and I can send you two products out for those.
I don't want, ma'am. Please hear what I'm saying to you. I want the charges that have showed up on that account to be removed because I'm not paying them. That's what I'm going to do. And if you can't do it, I will dispute them with the credit card company and get the money back, and then I'll go to an attorney if I need to.
All right, yes, sir. So can I place you back on hold while I speak with my manager, please?
Absolutely.
Thank you. All right, sir, so thank you for holding. I was speaking with my manager. She did inform me that I can provide you a 75% refund on each one of those two charges.
Ma'am, I want those charges removed from my account. I'm not going to pay them, okay? I don't know how much clearer I can make it. I will dispute them with the credit card company if I need to. I'll call my attorney. I don't care, but I'm not going to pay them because I did not sign up for it. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, sir. So I'm going to go ahead and provide a full refund for you of the $92.90 and $91.89. You should receive those refunds within the next 3 to 5 business days.
For each month. So how? But for what month? I want to make sure that we're doing it for each one. So there.
Yes, sir. So I can only refund you the two latest charges, which was from March the 25th.
What about February's?
Yes, sir. With me only being an agent, I can only refund up to two charges. If you want more than two charges, I will have to transfer you over to my supervisor so that they can go, so she can go in and refund those two charges for you.
And that's fine. I'll be willing to talk to your supervisor. That's not a problem.
All right. Can you hold, please?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. All right, sir, so thank you for holding. Before I transfer you, I can go ahead and provide you your cancellation number, okay?
Okay. Let me... Okay. Got what's
all right.
That?
Yes, it's 5885729F0.
F as in Frank?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And there are other charges on there in January 13th. So it was January, February, and March.
Yes, sir. You can just, I'm going to let them know about it so they'll know which charges to refund, okay?
I want all of them refunded.
Yes, sir. I'll let them know, okay?
No. Letting them know is that, are they going to be refunded?
Yes, sir. I don't know about the supervisor how they do it, but I do know that I can refund up to two charges. However, it is that's something that you would have to ask them about the refund.
Right. So are you going to transfer me to your supervisor?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Please hold.